Now, Easter Sunday morning, what is it that we're remembering on Easter Sunday morning? Jesus. Okay. Now then, we're going to use the letters from the word Easter just to help us understand why Easter Sunday morning is so special. Because some think that had never happened before happened on Easter Sunday morning. Something that will never happen again happened on Easter Sunday morning. And we're going to begin with two letters. We're going to begin with that one. And we're going to begin with that one. Because the Easter Sunday story tells us that there was a rolled stone. A rolled stone. Now, in Mark's gospel, Mark writes this in his gospel account. We didn't read this before. Listen to this. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, there were three ladies in Mark's gospel that he was able to name. And they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb?" Now you see, Jesus had been buried very, very quickly on the day that he died. And they hadn't had time to put all the spices and ointments on his body like they would normally do. So they've come back the day after the Sabbath day, because you're not allowed to do that kind of thing on the Sabbath day, so they had to wait. And they come back early in the morning at the very first possible opportunity. And this doesn't sound very nice to us today, but they want to go into the tomb, unwrap Jesus' body, and put all the spices and ointments on that should have been put on to bury him properly. Because they loved him so much, they wanted it to be done properly. But as they're walking to the tomb, they've got all their spices and ointments and everything they should have. And the one thing that they realise they haven't thought about properly is, when we get there, how are we going to roll away that great big stone? When they looked up, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away, and it was very large. So what they thought was going to be a problem wasn't a problem. Now, what might it have looked like, I wonder? Well, I've got some photographs. Here are some pictures of the very kind of thing that they might have seen. There's a real tomb. I'm not saying that's the one that Jesus was buried in. We don't know. But that's one that could have been like his. And you see the big stone that was rolled in front of the door. And here's another photograph of something similar. Can you see the stone there? And you can see where it would roll across and cover the doorway. And here's one more. See the big stone at the side that will get rolled? See the little gully that the stone is in, that it rolls in? Well, maybe it was something that looked a bit like that. And the ladies were thinking, how on earth are we going to move that huge stone? They were enormous. They probably weighed more than a car. How are we going to move it? But when they got there, it was already moved. Well, they weren't expecting that. And so the stone had been rolled. What an amazing thing. What's going on here? Well, if that had been you, and you'd arrived, and the stone was rolled back like that, what do you think you might do if you were really brave? Have a look inside. Did you know that's what they did? Because they discovered. Let's take that one. And that one. What do you think the two words might be that they found? Rebecca, have a guess.
Empty tomb.
An empty tomb? An empty tomb. Luke in chapter 24 tells us this. They went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Wasn't there? Here's a picture of perhaps what the empty tomb might have looked like on the inside. We can't be certain, but maybe it looks something like that from the inside looking out. There were probably no other windows or anything, just the door. And the place on the right is like a bed, but just made of stone. And that's where the body would have been placed. But there's nothing there. And the grave clothes are still there. But there's no one. And there's nothing. Well, they were absolutely stumped. But God had sent his angels. And the angels would tell them everything that's happened. And you know what came next in the story? Well, we've got two letters left. And the angels spoke. And the angels gave them an amazing explanation. An amazing explanation as to what had gone on. Now, we read before, Barry read for us from Matthew. And in Matthew's gospel, Matthew actually explains how the stone got rolled away. Here it comes, look. The rolled stone gets explained. There was an earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and the angel rolled the stone back from the door and sat on it. An angel did it. His appearance was like lightning, his clothes as white as snow. Now you see, angels, they're pure and they're without sin and they're holy. Because they haven't fallen into sin like we have. And an angel is able to come from the very presence of God. And there are guards on duty guarding the tomb. And they saw the angel. And we'll be hearing tonight about how the guards actually reported back to the religious leaders everything that they'd seen. And the guards saw it. And the angel rolled the stone away from the door. Now, I've got a question for you. As the angel rolled the stone away from the door, did he roll the stone away so that Jesus could come out of the tomb? Or did he roll the stone away to show that he'd already left the tomb? What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Sorry, Eamon? The angel rolled away the stone to show that Jesus had already left. Takes more than a stone to stop Jesus, you know. He'd already gone. He'd already risen. And the angel rolled back the stone to show that the tomb was empty. What an amazing thing. And the empty tomb is explained by the angel. Here's a verse. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus. I know why you've come. The one who was crucified. You've come and you want to do all these wonderful things to him because you loved him so much. He's not here. He's risen, just as he said." And time and again, Jesus told his disciples that he was going to die and rise again. We're going to be thinking about that tonight. the number of occasions that Jesus said, this is going to happen. And it did. And Jesus rose again from the dead. Now, boys and girls, mums and dads, Good Friday, we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins so that we can be forgiven. Easter Sunday, we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, defeated death, and lives forever. And in his resurrection life, and because of Jesus' resurrection life, we have the promise that not only are our sins forgiven, but we get new life too. You see, Jesus' death on the cross was only part of the thing. His resurrection is also part of his salvation work. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul said, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, we would have no faith, because he wouldn't have finished everything he came to do. He would only have done half the job, and half the job is no job at all. If someone asked you to build a car and you only built half a car, have you built a car? No. Can you drive in half a car? You can't. If someone gave you a bike and it's only got one wheel and no handlebars, is it a bike? Can you ride it? No. When Jesus died on the cross, that was wonderful what he did, but that wasn't the whole thing. Our salvation needed more than just Jesus' death. It needs Jesus' life. And Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive. And because he's alive, we get life. And because his life is everlasting life, we get everlasting life. That's why Easter Sunday morning is so important. That's why it's so special. That's why we rejoice that Jesus rose again. Because in the living, risen Saviour, we have everlasting life. And if he hadn't risen, we would not have that life either. But he did. Listen to a verse from the Bible. This is the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He says this, by man, Adam and all of us, by man came death. By man also came the resurrection of the dead. So because of Adam, we've all sinned. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be raised from death. You see, the wages of sin is death. We need someone who can bring us from death back to life. And if Jesus hasn't already done it first, how can we possibly hope to have it? How can we possibly hope to do something that God hasn't already done? We need God to do it for us. And he does it first in Christ, so that we can have it too. He says, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. And the great news for Easter Sunday morning is that because the Lord Jesus is alive, you too can be made alive. And if he had never been made alive again, we would not have this wonderful message to proclaim. The Apostle Paul makes it clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that the resurrection of Christ is an integral part of the gospel message. And without it, we have no gospel. Jesus is alive. Now, of course, Jesus knew this. He always knew this. And so that's why, here's a final verse, and we'll finish with this. That's why Jesus said this, and it's recorded for us in John chapter 11, in the middle of John's gospel. Jesus, because he knew and understood everything that was going to happen, and because he knew and understood everything that we need, this is what he said. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. So even though our bodies may die, we can live forever with Jesus. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then Jesus asked this question. It's in the Bible. Do you believe this? Boys and girls, mums and dads, do you believe this?